Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for a look at our top news at the end of the week. And as you just heard in our conversation with James Carafano of the Heritage Foundation, the ongoing debate over the CIA memos being released last week around this time is not settling down at all. Not only are conservatives still livid with President Obama for what they see as limiting our abilities to get vital information out of terrorist detainees, they want the rest of the memos released, which not only suggest exactly how effective those techniques were, but other details that might put the situation and the former Bush administration policies in a better light. Meanwhile, the Obama administration seems to have given in to the ACLU and others and plans to release hundreds of photos of those interrogation sessions in the coming weeks. In other news, former Vice President Al Gore is back on Capitol Hill and strongly supporting a sweeping global warming bill in the House known as Cap and Trade, which critics say is just the biggest tax hike in American history. Testifying in a congressional hearing, the former vice president called the Democratic bill one of the most important pieces of legislation ever introduced.
By repowering America with a transition to a clean energy economy, this bill will simultaneously address the climate crisis, the economic crisis, and the national security threats that stem from our dependence on foreign oil.
Another supporter of this legislation is former Virginia Republican Senator John Warner. He says this is a critical moment for Congress in our nation's and world's history.
If we keep on with business as usual, we will reach a point where some of the worst effects are inevitable. We have to act if we are to avoid the worst of the effects.
But former House Speaker Newt Gingrich was also testifying before the committee. He says he wants to make sure that the climate change does not adversely affect the United States or the rest of the world. But he says the piece of legislation currently before members of Congress is nothing more than a massive tax increase.
An energy tax punishes senior citizens. It punishes rural Americans. If you use electricity, it punishes you. If you use heating oil, it punishes you. If you use gasoline, it punishes you. This bill will increase your cost of living and may kill your job.
We have talked about this piece of legislation extensively this week on Dateline Washington. For some of the more detailed interviews on this subject, please go to our blog, dateline.radioamerica.org. In other news today, President Obama confronting the rising costs of higher education. Hosting a White House event today with a family struggling to cope with rising college tuition costs, the president says his administration wants to make higher education more affordable.
Costs at public institutions have nearly tripled. Tuition has grown 10 times faster than a typical family's income, putting new pressure on families that are already strained and pricing far too many students out of college altogether.
The president said the situation, quote, threatens to undercut America's competitiveness, unquote. He also noted that millions of families are now eligible for tax breaks to help cover tuition. He also says his administration is going after billions of dollars in what he calls wasteful subsidies to lenders.
In the end, this is not about growing the size of government or relying on the free market, because it's not a free market when we have a student loan system that's rigged to reward private lenders without any risk.
Meanwhile, Democrats in Congress have reached a possible deal that would fast-track a health care package and prevent Republicans from blocking it. According to party aides, House Democrats have created an agreement to push the health care package through Congress and prevent Republicans from blocking it. Aides believe the plan could anger Republican leaders who hope to have more say in the $2.5 trillion health care industry reform. The fast-track option is being considered by Democrats over concerns of a lack of bipartisan support by Republicans. Republicans, of course, if they could muster 41 votes, could block such legislation in the Senate. President Obama and Democrats are hoping to pass the measure by the end of the year in hopes of providing health care for all Americans. Critics say this is a huge government power grab and will put the country much further into debt. Charges are not likely to be filed against the pilot of a small plane which flew into restricted airspace Friday, forcing an evacuation at the White House. A man and his wife had been flying from Maine to North Carolina to visit their daughter, who was attending college. However, the single-engine aircraft was intercepted by a pair of F-16 fighter jets and two Coast Guard helicopters when it strayed too close to downtown Washington. The plane was guided to a landing at a Maryland airport in Charles County's Indian Head area. Gil Bowserman is the manager there and talked about what the pilot went through.
He was scared. He was really scared, when he saw the F-16s. It's just an innocent mistake.
In other news, General Motors is reportedly dropping its Pontiac brand. Sources close to the discussions on saving GM say the struggling auto giant is going to hold on to the GMC, Chevrolet, Buick, and Cadillac brands. GM's announcement on dropping Pontiac is expected to officially come next week. It recently revealed that it would idle more than a dozen North American plants this summer. The automaker's domestic sales were down nearly 49% through March. Chrysler Vice Chairman Jim Press told the automaker's U.S. dealers today the company has no plans to file for bankruptcy. He made the comment during a confidential conference call one day after reports surfaced that the Treasury Department was preparing a Chrysler bankruptcy filing. On Wall Street at the end of the week, the Dow Jones up 119 points to close at 8076, the Nasdaq up 42 to 1694, and the S&P 500 up 14 to 866. Still ahead, the Capitol steps, the latest on the never-ending Minnesota Senate race, and up next, why shipping companies and insurance companies don't want an aggressive confrontation with Somali pirates. Stay tuned.